Do you trust artificial intelligence? Turns out your answer may depend on your lifestyle and your literacy. With more about how Americans view the AI technical revolution, here's InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thanks, Chris. Dr. Fernando Marmolejo Ramos is a human and artificial cognition expert from the University of South Australia. Professor, your study tried to measure the amount of trust people had in AI in various situations. Maybe you can give us some examples and some highlights from your study.
So we have a few situations in our experiment. We have what we call low-stakes situations and high-stakes situations. So the low-stakes, for example, is you having an algorithm that recommends movies for you or recommends a nice restaurant to have dinner tonight, or one with higher stakes like helping a company to decide whether a person is a good candidate for a role or not. So what we found is that people tend to trust algorithms in situations where there is low stakes involved. So that's when, for example, you have to pick a movie or you have to choose a restaurant. But when it comes to high stakes, no. The level of trust changes and it lowers.
Now, you found that people with poor statistical literacy or little familiarity with AI were more trusting, and that people with higher familiarity with AI were more skeptical in high-stakes situations. Is that right?
Correct. It's interesting, actually. So it was kind of surprising. And we also found there was an age effect. The older you are, the less trusting you are about algorithms. The younger you are, the more you trust. And we also found that males tend to trust algorithms more than females.
Given AI's growing presence in workplaces, are there industries or roles that you think will face greater challenges than others in balancing AI and human decision making?
I can tell you from the education sector, which is where I'm working, there's a huge concern about how students are using this technology. So we have to actually teach the students to use these AI technologies in a way that is ethical and a way that helps them understand and actually learn. And that's called AI literacy. And that's exactly what we are trying to promote in our paper.
Do you see any dangers in over-reliance in AI in critical fields like medicine? And what can be done about that?
Well, I wouldn't say over-reliance. I would say it's time for a collaboration between humans and AI. It's not saying, hey, let's leave the AI to take over an organization. No, that should not be the case. There should be always a human in the loop, able to make the final call. So the AI can be used as an assistant, as a co-pilot, that can make recommendations based on a lot of data. And then the human expert is the one who should be saying, I believe the base pathway is this one. So I wouldn't say over-reliance, has to be collaboration.
Based on your findings in this study, do you think businesses and maybe healthcare providers should be concerned about public skepticism toward AI?
Yes. And that's when, then again, I say AI literacy should be taught from primary school, high school, university, so that future generations are more aware of AI, how AI is being used, how AI can be effective in some settings, not so effective in others, what kind of things are built into the AI systems that make them fail or be inaccurate. It's basically education on AI. So these kind of preconceptions or concerns about how AI is being used by government or health systems is not a big issue in the future.
For someone who's listening to this, can you offer any advice to maybe ensure that they're making informed choices when AI is involved in their lives, either, you know, in work or daily activities?
So look, I would say the first thing is trying to self-educate in terms of AI. It doesn't mean going to technical textbooks or scientific papers, but there are many resources that are being built for the everyday person to start getting a general grasp of what AI is and how AI impacts different sectors. Self-education is very important on top of the education that has to be provided by governments through the educational system, through primary schools, high schools, and so on. You cannot just say, no, I don't care about AI. That's not my business. Let that to be handled by government, companies. No, we need to educate ourselves and future generations on AI so they know what they're going to face in the coming years. Because this thing that is happening now with AI is not going to stop. It's actually going to develop and grow even more.
Dr. Fernando Marmolejo Ramos from the University of South Australia. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rory.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That's it for another edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.